miserable and exciting all at the same time.
You truly never know what's going to happen.
Oh, God.
Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have done that.
Oh, shit.
We'll fix
Wait,
that in
we
post.
We might have to bleep that one. Can we do that? Sorry. A witch just walked up behind you in China and was just like, I have a chest set for you.
I did drop a few on the floor and they're like, Hayden, help.
Oh, God. Yes, my gatekeeper.
Don't hurt me. It really is.
We could continue just sitting here and talking about how good it is. But, so I'm gonna cut us off.
All right.
Fair enough. All right, Joe. Go ahead and speak into that mic.
Hello.
Let me test your levels here.
Hello.
Yeah, you sound good. All
right. Okay.
That's a good spot.
We need to shut the door.
Oh yeah, Joe. Can you shut that door? Hayden, can you stop playing with us? Autism is strong.
Or no, I didn't say I could, but I can't. All the way?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Hayden, you gotta put the toys away. I'm sorry.
What?
You gotta put it away.
Okay, I'm sorry. I put the cap on it.
Jeez, easy. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Board of the Friends.
I hate you.
My name is Lee. With me, as always, is my loot master, Hayden.
Hello.
And first time in the studio is my Uncle Joe.
Hey, guys.
Welcome, Uncle Joe.
Welcome, Uncle Joe. Yeah. Whose phone was that?
I don't know. Probably
who just pinged?
Probably,
silence your phone.
It was probably Uncle Joe's.
Silence your phone, Joe. Quick, hurry. We're recording.
Find it first.
Oh, my God. I bring family members in here and just yell at them.
Family members.
Today we played a game called Loot Letter. This is Joe's favorite game that I have in my collection. If you don't count my cribbage board, this is my Uncle Joe's favorite game.
And I lost.
Well, you almost won.
You were tied for first.
Yeah. So this game is called Loot Letter. The original version of this game is called Love Letter. Love Letter is the actual name of this game. Loot Letter is specifically the Munchkin version of it. It's literally just like different artwork to make it Munchkin flavored, which kind of makes it D&D flavored, which is why I like it more than Love Letter. So yeah, whenever we're talking about this game, you can also just call it Love Letter, and there's a bajillion different versions of this game that are different flavors. Like, I know there's a Star Wars version.
Yeah. Well, that might be interesting.
Yeah.
I want to say there's like a DC comic version. I don't know. There's a bunch of versions of this game. The original is called Love Letter. Look it up. This one's specifically Loot Letter. Here we go. How it works. I'm just going to read the rules. First of all, you shuffle the deck for two-player games. Flip three cards face up. For 3 to 4 player games, remove one card face down and do not flip any face up. Easy peasy. 2, you deal each player one card. Easy peasy. 3, each player in turn draws one card, then discard one card. Apply any effects on the card discarded. Easy. And then 4, when the last card is drawn and discarded, or when there's only one player left in the round ends. The remaining player with the highest value card in their hand wins that round and gains a loot token. So, loot tokens. There are, in fact, 13.
You counted that pretty quick.
I'm a freak of nature. Let me make sure I'm right, though.
I mean, you are.
Yeah, and you count good, too.
I'm not saying I don't trust you, but...
Yeah, no, there's 13. Okay. I'm weird. That was strange. I don't know how I did that.
That was very quick. I got to 4 by the time you counted 13. I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 13. All right.
Well. Yeah, so there's 13 loot tokens, which means in a 3-player game, it's 1 to 5 wins. Hayden was the 1 to 5.
Ha! Sorry.
Let's see. We'll go through every single card. So the rules said that the highest value card wins if nobody is knocked out. So starting off at 1 loot value is a potted plant. And there are 5 of these in the deck. And it lets you guess somebody else's hand without saying potted plant. So you can guess any of the other cards without saying potted plant. And if you guess their card, then they're knocked out. Now, the next card up, worth two, is a Mall Rat. And there's two of them in the deck. And it says, look at another player's hand. The next card up is worth 3 points. It is, well, not really points. It's worth three value. And it's called the Deck of Doom. There's two in the deck. Say what, Jeff?
Nothing. I was going to say, there's two in the deck. You normally do that after you say what the card is.
Yeah. Didn't I not say that? I thought it was.
No, you.
Don't interrupt me. This is my show.
I know. Sorry.
I'm just kidding. The Deck of Doom lets you compare hands, and the lower hand is out. The next card up is value of 4, Wishing Ring. How many is in there?
Go ahead.
Two. There's two wishing.
My problem with the Wishing Ring is I always try and use it on the guy that just, or do something to the guy that just played it.
That is true.
I want to look at your hand. Oh, crap. You're protected.
So there's two Wishing Rings. And I'm glad you understood what just happened there, Hayden. That's funny. And it says protection until your next turn. So, yeah, if you play the Wishing Ring, then you're just safe for that round or turn. The next card up is worth value of 5. It's called a Net Troll. There's 2 in the deck, and it says one player discards his or her hand and then draws a new card. The next card up is worth 6. It's Dread Gazebo. There's only 1 in the deck, and it lets you trade hands with any other player. The next card up is 7, and it is called the Tabonian Dragon, but we just say dragon. And there's only 1 in the deck. And this card, I mean, it's the second highest value card, but if you have a Dread Gazebo or a Net Troll in your hand, you have to discard this card. And then the next card up is worth 8. It's the highest card value, and it's the Loot. There's only 1. And if you discard this card, then you lose. So, like, you, if you get the Loot, then you want to keep the Loot without anybody making you discard your hand. So there's, like, a lot of goofy combos that can happen in this game. Like, for example, the Dragon, if you draw a Dread Gazebo or a Net Troll or the Loot, then you're going to want to discard the Dragon. Because if you discard the Loot, then you lose, obviously. So then everybody knows that you're like, oh, he has 1 of 3 cards in their hand. Just goofy stuff like that. And that's all the cards in the game, and that is all the rules. Anything you guys want to talk about? It's a very simple game.
Yeah, the simplicity behind this game is amazing.
But it's fun, too. I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Just being simple makes it easy to play.
Yeah.
I like that it goes quick.
It does.
You know, I mean, because we played in, what, 20 minutes?
Yeah.
And did a whole game. I mean, a hand takes about as long as it takes to play a hand of cribbage. We already talked about cribbage, or, you know. it takes about as long to play one hand of it. You know, it doesn't take long at all.
Yeah, this is true. It's very quick. That's what I like about it. Speed.
I will say, like, in this game we played today, Joe and I, every time we got a potted plant, which if you guys remember, it lets you try to guess somebody else's hand. Every time we got a potted plant, we just look at Hayden and be like, you got the Loot? Because Hayden somehow always got the Loot, especially after we asked if he had the Loot, and he was like, no, and then he'd draw the Loot, because he's a cheater.
Literally 3 games in a row, I drew the Loot right after you guys called it, and then I think... twice after that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the luck with the Loot card today.
Because he's a sorry sack of shit.
Heart of the cards.
Heart of the cards.
Yugi boy.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really to talk about with this game. We could just go ahead and go into pros and cons if you guys want. Yeah. Joe, is there anything you like want to add before we talk about pros and cons?
I mean, you know, that it's easy and it goes quick. That's the kind of things I like in a game. I mean, we play cards enough for you to know that, you know.
I mean,
we played euchre and cribbage, and all those games go pretty quick. You can get all the way through the whole game pretty quick. And it's not that I, you know, wouldn't play it again. I would play it again now, but, you know, Loot Letter. but you know, it's fun to get to that end of the card game and then start all over again. I like it. I like it that way. I don't want... I mean, I remember playing Monopoly when I was a kid. Now, you play that game for hours.
That game sucks. We will never talk about Monopoly on this show.
Well, that's why I agree with you. I mean, maybe I shouldn't have brought it up.
No, that's not the first time.
I'm so salty about Monopoly.
I like it to be quick. I'm not saying I want to quit playing. I'm just saying I like it to be quick. And
oh, yeah.
We can play again or move on to a different game. Or
yeah.
Anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of what I like about it best. And we laughed for 30 minutes.
Yeah, we were laughing the whole time.
I mean, because, you know, you sit there and you draw a potted plant. It's like, gosh, if I get this right, I might win, you know. And, I like that the intricacies of what you do with the cards and what they do to other people and you. And it's cool. Cool game.
You did target me a lot. Feel targeted.
Do you?
I did. That's because you were winning. You a bunch. That's because you were winning.
But I also put Lee out on a potted plant one time.
Yeah.
So
and I was losing.
He wasn't the only one.
Yeah, that's fair.
I should say, just for reference, like there are four reference cards that tells you the value of each card and how many are in the deck. And you're also allowed to look through the discard pile whenever you're guessing for, like, potted plants.
Fair.
I should say that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you had that chance to put me out, and you started to ask Lee for a card, and you knew what I had.
I know.
It's like, no, I need to put Joe out. Bam, he's gone.
I was trying to be nice.
I'm trying to be nice. One more, and he would have won. That's actually what I said to make you, like, pick Joe. Yeah. I was like, no, I have 2 points. Joe has 4 points. Stop it.
I was a comeback king today.
See, that's the thing that makes the game fun. I mean, you sit and play with friends, you know.
We call that table politics, actually. There's some actual, I didn't really think about that the first time we reviewed this game and we lost that episode because some weird shenanigans happened on my computer. There is actually like some slight table politics in this game and in Coup as well, the episode that's going to go happen before this one.
Really?
Yeah, that's what you call it whenever you try to like talk other people into doing what you want instead of like taking you out.
Okay.
We call that table politics. On the Magic the Gathering episode that we're going to do with Jeffrey later, you'll see what I mean by that.
Okay.
More so, Hayden.
That's fun.
let's go into pros and cons. Pro for me for this game is it's a small, cute little package, so you can take it anywhere, and all the different flavors you can get of Love Lever specifically just make it to where you could really buy a version of this game for anybody and have fun with it.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. For some reason, I like this one, and I don't think I would like others better. I would like them as well, maybe, but
right.
Love Letter doesn't sound very good to me. But Star
all
Wars,
the cards read the exact
same.
I know,
but Star Wars version sounds good to me, and you know,
sure, yeah.
I would try any of them, and like you said, it fits in a pocket,
yeah,
a shirt pocket. It's small,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's all the other things I said too about, you know. It's quick. It's, you know, lots of table talk and politics. I mean, it's just a neat game. I like it.
Yeah, I agree with all those pros. Honestly, I like how fast it is.
Yeah, it's fast. The artwork is cute as far as Loot Letter goes. If you like Munchkin, which is a huge phenomenon of a game in itself, if you like Munchkin, then like Loot Letter would be the version you'd want to get because it's
the
Munchkin
artwork.
Yeah, because it has Munchkin artwork and it's just cute.
Well, cartoons rock.
Yeah.
Cartoons rock.
Yeah.
For all those people out there saying adults shouldn't watch cartoons,
I'm 67
right now.
Six. Sorry.
67, 66.
You better believe I'm caught up on Dragon Ball Super. So, cons. Does anybody have any cons for this game?
I can't think of one.
Honestly. I think the amount of fun you have with this game, if you're going to do it over and over again, it kind of depends on who you're with at the table.
Yeah.
Like, us three playing this game, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, you told me that I looked like I was a poker player for a second.
Well, yeah, you were like slunched over and you had like your hoodie up, you know, and you're just like looking at your card and you're just like,
I feel like that's a thing too about this game that's like, I guess, kind of reverted back to a pro. You have to like have that kind of like poker face to play this game too.
Yeah, you got Joe one time because like he had the loot card, but he just like had it face down next to him and he wasn't even looking at it because it's like he doesn't need to look at it. And that's how you got him one time.
Yeah, you got to enjoy the competition. You know, don't get too serious about it or something like that. I played cards with people that were just too serious about a cribbage game, and I know I keep talking about cribbage, but I play it more than anything else. You know,
it's old.
You don't want to get, you know, being competitive is one thing, but being so serious about it is something else. It's a fun game.
This game. It's not competitive.
You know, you need to be friends sitting around the table playing it, you know. It's a cool game.
Other than that, I don't really have any cons.
I would say one like small con is like, it's not even really something that's like bothersome to me, but like whenever you get knocked out like right off the bat, then you just sit there and watch. But you still
that
laugh
could be
the
fun.
Whole time.
Yeah,
you still laugh the whole time it's happening.
Happened to all of us.
Yeah. I know.
At least once, and the game takes another 3 minutes to finish. And you know, when it's just two people, you go through the how many cards were there totally? 20 something.
How many cards total? There's 16 cards total.
16 cards. It don't take long for two people to go through those. You know.
I mean, it's
you know, you sit there for 2 or 3 minutes, take a couple of sips of coffee, and you're right back at it again. It's cool.
I'm going to bounce your con with my con. Mm. Like, with this table, when somebody got knocked out really quickly, it didn't matter because we were all laughing at each other. But, like, if you're with people that are serious or just, like, in a bad mood or whatever, and you get knocked out, and then it's just, like, you know, they're just being mean or serious about it, then yeah, sure, it wouldn't be fun to sit and watch other people play.
Yeah, well, and it's funny, like, that's like kind of like a pro-con thing for me too, because you can sit there whenever
classic
whenever pro-con. I'm sitting here like watching you two go at it, I'm laughing and I'm like, what's Lee got in his hands? Because I can kind of see it. I'm like, uh-oh, Joe.
you better watch out.
Like that last one of the last rounds that you won, you were like, I bet you have a wishing ring. And I was like, yeah.
That was just out of the blue. You know?
Who would potted plant guess a wishing ring? I was so mad. I was like, no. What? God.
You look up the list, you know. I mean, I went through the cards, but there were only about 6 of them on the table. And it was like, what could it be? It could be anything.
Yeah, it could have been 50% of any of the other cards on there, not a wishing ring.
It was a lucky guess. And that, to me, I mean, with any card game, the deal is luck. You know, they're shuffled and it's luck. And if you're lucky one day, you have a ton of fun. And if you're not in this game, you have a ton of fun.
It's
cool.
I
want to say one thing. The difference between playing with... I'm calling Jeff and Josh out here. The difference playing with Jeff and Josh with this game was a whole different story. It felt like 4 people playing this game. I feel like 3 is a nice number.
3 is a good number, yeah. That's also a good point. Joe's played this game for years, and they always have fun, and they bring fun to it. Whereas Jeff and Josh are just negative Nancys, and nobody likes them. God. The best part is, I said that because they don't even listen to the podcast. So if they ever do listen to this, they're going to be like, hey, wait a second.
That'll be like 2 years from now.
it's gonna be good.
I can't believe they don't listen to the episodes.
They might. I don't know. I'm just talking shit about them.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, I'm probably going to give it a higher rating than I even did the first Lost recording we did, just because I had more fun today.
Yeah, I think I will too.
So let's go ahead. We're at a good stopping point. Let's slap a rating on this. I'll go first. I'm going to give it my patented Lee Nesbitt certified 8. I give a lot of games 8s, Joe. Just
do you?
Whenever you actually do start listening to this podcast. Right. Like, for some reason, I don't know why. I just think 8 is a good number.
60s.
What was the thing on Saturday Night Live? This is... predate you guys, but they would do the record thing from the music show on Saturday afternoon, they'd rate a record. And I mean, there was a real show that did it. And when they did it on Saturday Night Live, the guy always gave it a 73. You know, I'm sorry, my memory is failing. I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in 20 years, so I forget who it was. It's probably, you know, I don't know, the first group. But anyway, I'd like to say it's the perfect game. I'm not sure I can, but I can't think of any time I wouldn't play it. I could give it a 10. It's fun. It's fun, and I can't. We played it at Thanksgiving. We played it at Christmas. It's a cool game, and like I said, you get tired of it, you just walk away. You're not missing anything.
Yeah,
it's
like
a cool game.
That's fair.
I've known Joe for a long time, but this is the first time we've ever like really hung out. You know, like I've helped you guys move and stuff like that. So like playing a board game.
Thank God, you should have seen those moves. He's a moose. He can carry anything.
Yeah,
Hayden, would you grab the refrigerator?
Anytime Joe or my dad like needs help moving, they just text me like, "Hey, what are you and Hayden doing today?"
It's happened more than once, but I'm not doing it again. You don't have to worry. I'm done. Hey, but I would like to get rid of some stuff.
Well, I'll help you.
You'd have to go all the way to Canton.
Yeah, whatever. I got good gas mileage.
What's your score?
Definitely playing with Joe bumped my number up, because I'm pretty sure that my number when we first did this was like a 6.5.
It was. Mine was a 7.5, so I bumped it all the way to my Lee Nesbitt patented certified 8.
I'm going to give it the Lee Nesbitt certified 8.
High five, brother! Hell yeah!
I kind of want to give it an 8.5, honestly.
Oh, like fuck after off. That,
but I'm sticking with the 8. I like it. It's a really good game to bust out. I don't know if I could play it like for hours on end because of the ADHD, but I do like this game a lot. It's good laughs. Yeah. It's good laughs.
Well, everybody. Well,
you know, playing through it and then going and eating Thanksgiving lunch, you kind of forget about it after that, and you take a nap after. So, you know, by supper time, you're ready to play it again.
It's happened.
Fair enough.
It's happened. Well, everybody, that's our review on Munchkin Loot Letter, aka Love Letter. Love you guys.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Thanks
Joe. Oh,
thanks for coming on, Joe.
Yeah.
Appreciate you having being here.
How dare you just cut it off without thanking
Joe? How dare you?
You
know what? Jeff and Josh, two of the biggest losers I know. All right, bye.
Bye.